Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we are focused on the difference between filters and labels. For all the coaches, consultants, speakers, trainers, anyone who's out there trying to help someone in their life, their business, their health, their relationship in any way, shape, or form, which I know a lot of you tune in are, this is for you. One thing we want to start with is the difference between a filter and a label. Now, a filter, just to be simple, is any tool, any strategy, any filter you go out and learn that helps you better assess, understand, communicate, and guide or influence and help a client or a customer or someone that you're working with. Now, a label is simply you choosing to label them with some factor or filter element that you've learned over here. Now, the danger of labeling someone is the moment you do it, you create a separation between them and you, unless you happen to be the same label. But even then, you're saying, oh, you're a this or you're a that. Now, at that moment, if they don't understand what a this or a that is, it's really confusing because you're telling someone, oh, you're a red, blue triangle with a EEIP type and a level 4 orange 5 personality. That means nothing to the majority of human beings on earth, and now you're creating a perception of the person they think they have to live up to. Now, you know as well as I do, there's been studies done that whatever perception you have of that person, they will generally find a way to live up to it. So I'd recommend definitely checking out those studies and Googling, you know, what does perception do to the outcome of a student or an individual or a client? Because it does make a difference. But sticking with our topic for this week of labels over here and filters, what are some common filters you're gonna wanna get familiar with? If you're in the service-based industry or in sales or in any field that requires consistent communication with a variety of people, or even if you wanna better run and manage your organization, the first one I'd recommend is getting associated with the DISC assessment. It's a great assessment, it's very nice, it's very simple. You fill it out, it takes 20, 30 minutes, and it instantly helps you better understand the working mental and emotional features of the people you're working with and how best to communicate with them. It gives you your strengths, your weaknesses, and literally an improvement plan of how to tighten up your game and make yourself the best you can possibly be. Second, I'd highly recommend you understand the 6 human needs, which is work by my dad. If you just Google 6 human needs or DISC assessment, both will pop up. Understand those needs and understand what are the 2 driving needs that drives yourself and everyone else on your team or other clients you're working with. Because when you understand the 2 needs, you understand what influences them in that moment and what drives their behavior overall. Next, I would highly recommend understanding spiral dynamics, which I understood it first by my dad, which was levels of consciousness, but it came from Dr. Claire Graves in South Africa. It's how they helped end apartheid. And it's understanding that every human being, we're not black people and white people, because this white guy is nothing like that white guy. And this, you know, African-American or black police officer is nothing like that African-American or black police officer or lawyer. And this white lawyer is nothing like that police officer who's also white. It separates the color of our skin and helps you better understand the level of consciousness of thought that person plays at in the world. Also can help you better understand with them, communicate with them, lead them, influence them, and guide them. The final one I'd recommend is basically doing some simple psychological research and just looking at people and understanding, you know, what are their general strengths and weaknesses. When you understand someone's general strengths and weaknesses, including your own, it's very easy to communicate with you. Because if I know your weakness is listening for long periods of time, I'll make sure that I'm just very short in my communication and give you straight to the point answers. If I know your weakness is talking too much, I'll purposefully step up and interrupt just to get us moving in the right direction. So it's really simple, that last one. It's just your gut instinct and learning how to use it. But those first 3 are highly useful in the business arena. DISC assessment, 6 human needs, and spiral dynamics or levels of consciousness there. So I highly recommend you Google those. We're gonna give a little insight on what they are in the download today. We're also gonna have some questions to help you understand which one you are in each one of those major categories. So download today's worksheet, better understand yourself, better understand how to influence and communicate your clients and customers and employees and or team members. And we look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Till then, have an amazing week. Bye.